Second Chronicles, chapter 15, on page 366. From verse 1 it is written, "And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and all Benjamin, Yahweh is with you while you are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.' Now for a long season, Israel was without the true Elohim and without a teaching priest and without law. But when in their distress they turned to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the land, and they were broken in pieces, nation against nation and city against city. For Elohim vexed them with all adversity. But be strong and do not let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of all the cities which he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and them that sojourned with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his Elohim was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they sacrificed to Yahweh in that day of the plunder which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into the covenant to seek Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. And that whoever would not seek Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore to Yahweh with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found by them, and Yahweh gave them rest all around. And also Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed from being queen because she had made an abominable image for in Asherah, and Asa cut down her image and made dust of it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of Elohim the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Here in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, we see Israel in one of those positions behind undoubtedly hard-headedness and stiff-necked ways. And as we begin to look at this story right here, we saw in verse 1 and 2 how the spirit of Elohim came over Azariah, the son of Oded. It's very important that we as his believers, his children, have his spirit, because without his spirit, we would be lost, especially in this day and time. And as he went on to say in this story, it was in verse 2, it says, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, Yahweh is with you while you are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." The question I'm asking tonight is, where will we abide? You know, I understand this is a new moon service, but the question is prevalent, where will we abide? Because here in verse 2, it says Yahweh is with us while we're with him. We know we serve a jealous Elohim. We know that beyond the shadow of a doubt. We know that Almighty Yahweh wants to be found in each and every one of we his children. And as we begin to look at this story closer and closer, we got to ask ourselves, where will we abide? Because abiding in the spirit of Yahweh is the key. And the operating thing, But a lot of times in life, we let our own little idols and our own little stinking thinking get ahead of us and go within us, and it deters us from being instruments of Almighty Yahweh. See, here in this third month, we look at the number three. And as I begin to do research on this third month, the name, the word for third in Hebrew is Shekan, S-H-E-K-A-N. And it means to cause to dwell, have habitation. It's a primary root through the idea of lodging, to reside or permanently stay, abide, continue, cause to make to dwell, a dweller, have habitation, inhabit, lay, place, cause to remain, rest, set, and set up. So very, very important for us to understand that as this third month is here, last month was the second month, and that second meant to do again. So what we did in the first month of Abib, we had to do again in the second month. That's why we had the second Passover. But now here in the third month, we got to make a decision about where we're going to abide, where we're going to stay, who are we going to actually take information from, who are we going to submit to, because whoever we submit to, that is our Mighty One. As we go on in this story in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, it says here in verse 2, that if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Meaning, if we turn away from Almighty Yahweh, he will turn away from us. And it's us that leave him first before he would leave us. And one thing about our Heavenly Father Yahweh, he does not interfere with none of our will. So it's up to we, his sheep, the sheep of his pasture, to make that definite decision about where we're going to abide, where we're going to stay, where we're going to stand. Because here in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, it says, Yahweh is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. We as a people want to be found of Yahweh. We want to find Yahweh, and we want Yahweh to find us. We want to be in his presence at all times in our lives, and it's very, very important for we as his sheep to be able to stand according to his election and purpose. Over in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3, it says, now for a long season, Israel was without the true Elohim, without a teaching priest, and without law. Those are three things that we got to look at. For a long season, Israel was without the true Elohim, without a teaching priest, and without law. We as a people don't ever want to find ourselves without law. Because when we become lawless, that means we don't care about nothing around us. We're doing things our own way. We're leaning on our own stinking thinking and trying to make something out of nothing, but we can't without the very first ingredient, the true Elohim. And Israel at that day and time, they was without the true Elohim. You know, and we see how the situations around them were. You know, we as a people got to understand that as long as Yahweh is with us, we will go forward. We will prosper. But the minute we leave Yahweh, we will not prosper. You might have a little remnants coasting off a little bit of the fool's gold behind leaving Yahweh. But after that, once it's gone, it's gone. And then we as the people got to make our way back to him, like King David did. King David was not like the first Adam. The first Adam ran from Yahweh and hid. While King David, when he was found out that he was wrong, he ran to Yahweh. So it's very, very important for we as his sheep, of his pasture, to be able to run towards Almighty Yahweh. We don't want to be without the true Elohim. We don't want to be without a teaching priest or without the law. It's very important for us to have all three of these things working in our lives so that we can move forward according to Yahweh's election and purpose. Down here in verse 4 it says, but when in their distress they turned to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. We as a people, We got to understand that when we make our calling and our election sure, we got to find Yahweh and stay with him. We shouldn't treat Yahweh as this some dope fiend type love, you know, only with him because, like, he's the genie in a bottle or something. We got to stay with Yahweh through the good times, through the hard times, through the bad times, the tough times. That's how we got to stand according to Yahweh's election and purpose. It's very important for we as his sheep to understand that in our walk, we're going to go through adversity. And our walk, and our daily walk, our daily struggles, as long as we abide in Almighty Yahweh, we have a way out. But we won't have no way out if we turn our back. If we think we're smarter than or wiser than the true and living Elohim. Israel then, they wasn't crazy now, because verse 4 says, when in their distress they turned to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them. We shouldn't want to only serve Yahweh when things are going good. We sure don't want to constantly give praise to Yahweh as long as we're getting something, as Yahweh is a spiritual ATM, a spiritual vending machine. You know, you put your prayer in as your currency and hit a button and boom, bada bing, you name it, claim it, you got it. A lot of people don't want to praise Yahweh in them see nothing days. In them days when it seems like you can't see what's going on round about you, you can't see a blessing coming down the pipe. Sometimes your blessing is given praise when there's nothing going on around you. We always have something to praise Almighty Yahweh for. Breath in our body, activity in our limbs. We can praise and thank him for allowing us to wake up indoors. You know, we need to seek Almighty Yahweh every chance we get. As we look at verse 7, well, we're going to look at verse 6 before we get to 7. It says, 5. And it says, and in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the lands, and they were broken in pieces, nation against nation, and city against city, for Elohim vexed them with all adversity. Verse 7 is the kicker. But be strong and do not let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. We as a people got to understand that sometimes in our days serving Yahweh and working for Almighty Yahweh, that we're not going to receive a quote-unquote a materialized blessing right then and there. A lot of times we as a people go to Almighty Yahweh and seeking him as rubbing a lamp with a genie in it, thinking he's going to pop up only when we choose to call upon him. We need to seek Almighty Yahweh while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. As we see here in this story, it's admonishing us in verse 7 to be strong and do not let our hands be slack, for our work shall be rewarded. And I'm talking to the prayer warrior out there. I'm talking to the leader out there that in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, stay encouraged. You know, don't let your hands get slack, for your work shall be rewarded. Almighty Yahweh that sees in secret will reward us openly if we keep our heart, our mind, our eyes, our spirits, and our souls fixed, stayed upon him. We can't have this dope fiend love with Almighty Yahweh. And down here in verse 8, it says, and when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities where he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. We as a people got to understand that we got to make a decision upon where we're going to abide, where we're going to stand. Let's go over to Psalm 91 right quick. In verse 1, it is written, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to figure out where will we abide, where will we dwell. And right here in verse 1 it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 say, I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim in whom I trust. Who are we trusting in today, people? Who are we trusting in today? Many people are trusting in their platinum A1 credit lines, got a perfect 750, 800 credit line. Many people are trusting in their education. Many people are trusting in their automobile, trusting in their little iPhone. Who are we trusting in the midst of these days and times? Right here we are admonished in Psalm 91. Not admonished, but it's a statement. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim in whom I trust. How many people can say that they're going to abide and dwell with the Almighty in the midst of all they're facing and they can't see an answer from their prayers right then and there? Right then and there, you know, see that prayer being answered right then and there. Are you able to stand there and still abide in the shadows of the Almighty? Now remember 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 7. It says, but be strong and do not let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. Where are we standing today? Where are we abiding? Are we abiding with our bank account? Are we abiding with, I can take my home for refuge, I'll run to my home? Anything temple, carnal, natural temple of this world, we should not put before Almighty Yahweh. You could lose your cell phone, somebody could steal your car, and it might be just so happens that you forgot to pay your car insurance. Now you're stuck with a car note and no car. You know, where are we putting our trust? We got to ask ourselves. But right here in Psalm 91, which is a protection psalm, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge, my fortress, my Elohim, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. We the people got to actually commit ourselves to abiding, to dwelling in the habitation of Almighty Yahweh. Because I'm going to tell you something, if we don't reside or lodge with Almighty Yahweh, then that means we're with the adversary. It ain't no middle ground here. Over in Revelation, they talk about lukewarm, I'll chew you up and spit you out. You know, you either got to be hot or cold. You got to choose a team. You got to choose a side. You know, we as a people, believers in this day and time, we got to make up our mind, where are we going to abide? You know, where are we going to reside or permanently stay? Where are we going to have habitation? Where are we going to be set, find rest? You know, the first day worshipers, they don't even speak of that rest. You know, what it say over there in Hebrews chapter 4? Those who cease from their own works rest like Yahweh did from his. There's a lot of people that won't cease from their own works. And they have no rest. There's no rest for the wicked. We understand that and we know that. But where is our hearts permanently at? You know, if Yahweh Almighty Yahweh starts snatching away the luxuries of this world, he started creating in you a showing of 2013 test, I, Moni, where would you be? I mean, look at yourself. I'm talking about you're losing everything. Talking about your house, your clothes, your employment, your bank account, your car. Where would you be? Would you still trust him? You got to ask yourself that. Now, you can also remember all the days in the midst of going through a trying time, all the days when you walked into the assembly and praised Almighty Yahweh. You can remember them days and the days when you did show tithes and offerings and did the third-year tithes of the widows and the fatherless and the priests. You know, you did all of that. But when stuff starts happening, are you going to blame Almighty Yahweh? Are you going to say that, you know, he is forsaking you? Because in you, he's trying to make a testimony. It's testimony. That's how you spell testimony. You know, we got atonement coming up. I know we call it atonement, but it's atonement. We as the people got to understand and make a decision, a sound decision. We're in the third month of a brand new year. Let's hop over to John chapter 14. It's a pertinent question going on over here, a pertinent answer. In the midst of things going on in Psalm 50, Psalm 91, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, here's the stabilizer right here in John chapter 14 on page 838. It is written, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Yahweh, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know the way." Thomas says to him, "Rabbi, we know not where you go. How do we know the way?" Yahshua says to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip says to him, "Rabbi, show us the Father, and it suffices us." Yahshua says to him, "Have I been so long time with you, and you don't know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How say you, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I speak not from myself, but the Father remaining in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that it may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, that the world cannot receive, for it beholds it not, neither knows it. You know it, for it remains with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I come to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no more. But you behold me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judah, not Iscariot, says to him, "Teacher, what has come to pass that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." We as a people got to understand where we going to abide, where we going to dwell. We got to make a decision. We got to make a point to stand in this day and time, especially in this third month. The word third is actually Shechem, cause to dwell, have habitation. Here in John 14, Yahshua said he go to prepare a place for us. Now, we got to understand and ask ourselves, do I want to abide with Yahweh and Yahshua and his spirit? Or I want to go ahead with the devil and his cronies and do what they do? We got to ask ourselves these, because it ain't no middle ground, it ain't no halfway, ain't no half-stepping when it comes down to it all. We got to ask ourselves, If we're going to stand with Almighty Yahweh, then we're going to stand. Or if we're going to stand with the adversary, stand over there. But that middle ground, that middle line, you got to choose a side. And there's no middle ground with Almighty Yahweh. Go back over here to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. I already know that it's hard for some people to stand in the midst of adversity, in the midst of the bad breath bullies who are so filled with churchianity, so heavenly minded that they know earthly good. But here, 2 Chronicles 15, verse 7, it says, "Be strong and do not let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded." If we continue in the path of Yahweh and Yahshua, we will have our reward. Some people got their reward right here in this realm, on this earth. And then they got hell to pay in the after. We as a people got to understand some things. That if we're going to stand for Yahweh, we got to make our calling and election sure. I mean, all the way down to where we going to submit to. Who we going to submit our time to. More people spend more time online. More people spend time shining their car. But when it comes down to their prayer life, they only got a little two-minute prayer in them. I'm not saying be like the Pharisees and the hypocrites making long prayers. Now, a person that has a prayer life will be able to go in the press and pray 15, 20 minutes, a half hour. But for those who don't have a prayer life, you need to begin to start making a prayer life. You know, while you're not in adversity. You know, you can get away, well, I praise and thank you, Almighty Yahweh, for waking me up this day. Keep me, guide me, bless me, and bless my family in Yahshua's name, hallelujah. You know, that's a prayer, but to a veteran, but to a person that claims they know Almighty Yahweh, you know, it should be a little more to that prayer, a little unction to that prayer. It should be a little exhortation, an exaltation in that prayer to Almighty Yahweh. You know, it says over here, 2 Chronicles chapter 15, that Yahweh is with you in verse, Yahweh is with you while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. How many people forsake Almighty Yahweh on a daily basis? Some of the people that you know on your job going through issues. You got a chance to speak a common word to them, having the tongue of the learned. You know, whereas you know how to speak a word to those who are weary and seated, you know, and you walk right by them. Or because you had a little aught with them, a little beef with them, you know, I ain't praying for that person. You know, I ain't going to talk to that person. Sometimes in our lives and in our walks, the way we treat those around us and the way we represent Almighty Yahweh around us, sometimes that's the only Yahweh and Yahshua they're going to see. The only movement of His Spirit they're going to see is through you. But you ready to beat the sheep, ignore the sheep, kill the sheep, stomp on the sheep, instead of building up the sheep. We as a people got to understand that in our calling and election to go with Yahweh, to take on the mind of Yahshua and allow His Spirit to lead us into all truth. We as a people, we got to forsake ourselves. We got to put our little petty-minded standard down. Get rid of our little petty-mindedness and take on that mind of Yahshua. You know, we over here but on John 15. It's still talking. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He cleanses it, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it remain in the vine, so neither can you, except you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that remains in me, and I in him, the same bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man remain not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done to you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. Even as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. This is how we're going to abide in Almighty Yahweh through the blood of Yahshua. This is how we're going to have to keep them commandments. It's real plain. Verse 10 in John 15 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do the things which I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servants knows not what his master does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. We're the people got to remain and abide in Almighty Yahweh through the blood of the Lamb, Yahshua. It's only then is our existence worth anything. There's nothing more any of us could ask for. We want to be accounted amongst the righteous. We don't want to be one of them down there halfway and have to go, depart from me, you wicked servant, for I know you not. We don't want to have to hear them words in the midst of what's going on in us. You know, we got to abide. Right here in 15:4, it says in John, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it remain in the vine, so neither can you except you remain in me. Where are we going to abide this day? We got to ask ourselves, where are we abiding? How are we going to stand? Who are we going to serve? What work are we going to do? Are we going to beat the sheep or feed the sheep? We got to ask ourselves these things. Family, you all have a blessed day, and may Almighty Yahweh continue to allow his word to be sealed and dwell richly in each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah.
I'll close with a word of prayer. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace. Again on this, your holy Sabbath day and new moon day, we thank you, Father, for the message that we just heard. We ask, Father, that you would keep us in your Holy Spirit and that we would abide in you as we seek to do that which is right in your sight. Father, we know that we must seek you to be found of you and to be your servants. Help us to continually have that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we would constantly seek your face each and every day of our lives. Help us to be a good example to those around us, that they might give glory to your holy name as well. Forgive us, Father, for any sins that we may have committed against you, because we have an advocate with you, your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, who truly has brought us to you, who has revealed to us your great name and all of the wonderful things that you've done for your people. Help us, Father, to be faithful in all things, and help us to do that which is right in your sight as we seek to overcome this life and this world and Satan the devil. Strengthen your people as we continually seek to be a part of this kingdom to come. And we ask all these favors and blessings in the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well. we'll be back together actually next week. So if you continue to seek him, we'll get together and have a great